Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
I don't think it's going to stay rainy. Right, I'm ready to launch into this. It's Red News Podcast 218.
Liverpool at home. Liverpool at home. FA Cup.
On the 17th of March 2024 at 1pm. I'm wearing size 9 boots, Nick. Is that enough info? Do you want any more? What colour are your underpants, Nathan?
Blue.
Right, on that note.
Have you got Eric's on?
No, I should have worn that. I've got a thing here, actually. I've got lots of things before I get to you. Hi, you're David. You got this last week?
No, no.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, sorry.
Missed it.
Right, there's that. Thank you for reminding me then. What do you reckon today, David? You're on the pod quickly. Quick score.
Not hopeful.
Oh, no, don't say that. I'm Blood and Thunder, 2-1.
Yes.
Take care, David.
Thank you.
Right, on that note, I've got a few things here.
What, on the note of underpants?
Yes. Right. I was watching Sky Sports Soccer Saturday yesterday, whatever it's called. And he's actually done all right, isn't he, the bloke? The one who took over. He's quite good.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had an advert, Know Your Market, I suppose, that said...
He used to present Blue Peter,
yeah,
didn't he?
Have you got... he said, it starts with a bloke standing up and he says, I'll talk about my urine leakage problem later. And it's an advert for Ten of Men. And I said my age difference is about 20 years ago to piss myself laughing. And now
you
I made a mental note to think, sooner rather than later, that product is going to be very useful for me.
Handy for selling, won't it?
Right. It's Red News Podcast 218, Nick. Liverpool, FA Cup. Is that okay, Nick? Right, so I've got a plan for today. Don't go City. Okay? Don't go holding back for, 10 behind the ball, because we won't last like this. Get in their faces. Now, I watched Fulham Spurs yesterday, and what Fulham did really well was they made...
Are you talking football here?
I am talking football. They made illegal tackles. Fouls. They really got in Spurs. Mm-hmm. Deliberate, you could tell. So they kept leaving their feet and not. So it was borderline yellow cards, but they did it. And because the ref didn't get in first,
it
does. But Casemiro's out, so the automatic yellow's gone there. But I thought, even like you need a Rashford to just get involved.
Mm.
And what you want, instead of the crowd going, if we were, behind the ball. Get Klopp up, angry with the ref. Get the crowd going.
Mm-hmm.
You've got them all. Blood and Thunder wins today. And I actually think we fuck them. 2-1.
Well,
because if we don't, then I'm going to predict defeat and doom for the rest of the season. But today, fuck them. 2-1. And I don't want them spitting on my face as they walk past.
I imagine Casemiro's out because of that news that he's out of the Brazil squad. Has that actually been confirmed for us? Mm-hmm. But I imagine that means that McTominay's going to play in it instead. Is that what you'd think?
Well, that's what Manu, deep, McTominay a little bit pushed forward.
If anything, I don't mind that.
Acrobat
because
somewhere.
But, I've said McTominay gives his all, doesn't he? And he will be the sort of player that would do that. Put it out.
Yeah.
Rather than Casemiro, who I know he does, but he does it badly.
Get in there. We've seen lesser United teams beat Liverpool, and they are, sadly, they're much better than us. So how do you win a game like this? You knock them off their stride, and you don't get them playing like they can do.
Yeah.
And then think, come on, United, realise the importance. It all comes down to this.
They've got to know that. Yeah, they've got to know that.
And get Klopp ranting, get the crowd up for it. Everyone should be up for it. There were a lot of old faces on the train today. You could tell there's just something about, let the smell in the air please be about, please come on, but get in the, do the tackles that you can just about get away with, that they're hovering about, and then think, fuck them.
Well,
that's my game.
Maybe okay. Their kids have been playing well, haven't they? But they've never played in a game like this. I know they've played, they played in the final like the other week, didn't they, and stuff like that, but hopefully this is a different beast of that. If the crowd can be up for it, they'll never have played in anything like that. Surely.
It all comes down to,
Because I know they played City, didn't they? But this is different. I still would say that this is different.
When it's bouncing.
Yeah.
Let it be one of those days. Yeah. Just, I don't know. There could be, but let's not talk the alternatives, because we've just had enough of alternatives for a very long time this season. Right,
I'm just going to put a quick hate of the weekend.
Yeah.
And I know that
you're
going to
do it pod after. It might be me and Shane on the
And I know we've said it before, but half and half scarves, but it's United Liverpool.
And it's that sickly yellow Liverpool as well. It's like, Jesus Christ. I've got a few things, quick tangents, and I'm going to go to you. Monty Don, that was good that it's back. Just tidying Gardner's the garden world, yesterday was a sea of tranquility that my mind has been down all week, felt great, even picking up a bit of cat shit in the soil. But Spanish Gardens was brilliant. The Basque gardener I want to move in with, his garden looked fantastic. And I never knew La Ramblas used to be a river running down. Pathway was a river. So, the things you learn on this podcast, Nathan, gives you all types of knowledge. Have you had any sciences since last week?
No.
A few people have commented on that.
My granddad hasn't tried to reach out to me
today. I watched Roberta Duran, he's ill, I hope he's all right. He's not going to listen to this. But Sugar Ray Leonard on Sky.
And he's
it had the feel of a movie. The crowd, the commentators, the era. It was like, the noise of today, if you watch it, give it a watch. It was like so iconic, the boxing commentary and the sounds. It just sounded like, this is wonderful. Like now it's just noise. I hate it when you're in, say, Cafe Nero and your Wi-Fi automatically connects. You can't get a hold of anything else because it's just saying you're trying to connect to a Wi-Fi that you didn't ask to fucking connect to. I could get really deep, but you know my Manu madness moments where I think of United a lot.
Right.
Do you know what I wondered this week? What happened to the Bulgarian man who changed his name by deed poll in Bulgaria to Mr. Manchester United in 2014? You heard about him for years and years and years, and then he just went off the radar when we were shit. I hope he didn't.
Glory fan.
Had a 15-year battle to change his name to Manchester United, and I hope he didn't, because we were shit, change it back. Where are you, Mr. Bulgarian, Mr. Manchester United
fan? You need to
get
in the mag.
I've got into the chase. Not every night, but I do love it. It's my dirty TV secret. Also in my other United moments, Alexis Sanchez. He's doing all right at Inter, but I wonder... Right, you're on the pod again. Come on, lads. Quick prediction. Sorry, I'm not going to harangue you.
2-0 United.
Us. Yes.
Yeah. I'll say 2-1. I don't want to give it one, but I think it's going to be a close one, yeah.
I'll go 1-0 United.
Right. I don't know, everyone is predicting a win. I don't know if that's a good mojo. You didn't get this last week, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, sorry, I'm just checking.
Is that right, yeah?
What's the tactics then today?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't think it'll be much change from the last games. Obviously, we've got some players back, but I think they'll start on the bench. I think he'll probably bring them back.
You wouldn't start Hoyland?
I don't think he will start him. I'd start him, but I don't think he will start him. I think he'll give him, bring him on later on. I think he'll start Rashford up top, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll hold Hoyland back. And I think we'll be a low block and we'll hit him on the break.
See, I want in their faces... Fuck them.
Yeah.
So, Blood and Thunder doesn't get very far, but
we have to get the first goal, otherwise it might end up with a chance.
Yeah.
And that is the other thing.
We can't have that. No.
Have to take our chances. I mean, because that was the mistake Ollie made when he got the sack. You know, he went toe-to-toe and we didn't take our chances, and then they put theirs
today,
away.
Today, let that be the day. Yeah. Right, okay, lads. Cheers. See you next time. Then I've got... So Alexis Sanchez, he's doing okay at Inter, but it's one of those bizarre things where you think, oh yeah, he was shit.
Yeah.
And then he was good at Arsenal, obviously, and then he went somewhere else and he was back okay. So we are like a basket case where you can be okay. Oh, lovely, thank you. How are we doing, lads? You're on the podcast, quickly, come on.
Go on, Em.
Prediction.
I think it'll be like 2-1 to Liverpool.
Oh, no!
You're
going in that river!
Keep your eyes shut now.
See, you're right, lads. Yes, much better. Thanks a lot. See you, lads. Don't want that. Sorry, he's only young. Can't throw him in a river. Got into the chase. Alexis Sanchez, so excited. Batshit, because he turns all right. You know, he's not great, but we do... It's weird. Right, and then there was a story about the tapeworms in the brain from undercooked bacon.
Oh, my God, we're talking about worms
again. I'll make sure every greasy spin I ever go to napalms everything, because I can't have worms in my brain. Go from undercooked chicken to undercooked bacon. What a world. The world's on the brink, I tell you, of something. And Shane revealed his Nicholas Witchell obsession he has, you know, like that kinky Deirdre Barlow and Nicholas Witchell in a love triangle, Shane in the middle. There was a Royal Family panini sticker.
Oh, yeah, I found that.
In the 90s. And Nathan's done a Nicholas Witchell panini thing. And I thought, it's £5.99 on eBay. And I actually thought, is that worth buying?
I know.
For like... I don't know. One day,
Shane was talking about Ollie's, that he's got his old Panini stickers from like the 70s and stuff, and I can't remember how it changed to the Royals, but I just thought I'd Google it, and then yeah, lo and behold, Panini made a Royal Family sticker book.
That is so far out, I can't get my head around many things.
Far
in
out,
this
you
journey.
Love that phrase,
right.
Now, don't you?
Right, it's just because the world is far out. Isn't it? Right, the debt has reached over $1 billion properly if you can't transfer the first time. It's just like, fucking hell, so where's the pathway for their exit? You know, we're hearing so many things. Where's the pathway for their exit? We need to hear it. On the subject of worms, Keith Kent in the 1980s, late 80s, asked for some, got hundreds because the soil at Old Trafford needed working on. So life is but a bowl of worms, Forrest. Wow. Right, and then Mason Mount's back, and we heard that on Sky, and Albert went, finally! I thought, I hope that finally lives up to the expectations.
I hope he does well.
I said, you know, like every time the Champions League, not that I watched any, that's another debate about the Champions League not being very concentrated on, that I keep, every time there's a proviso, it's on, like anything's mentioned, I say, we've won that, Albert, we won, and he says, I know, because you always tell me that in the past, and I felt, hey, come on, United, please, because I don't want to be like, we're just stuck there. Right, now, then last thing, Sir Jim concluded the new build would be better for fans and the surrounding community, and it goes back to what type of fans. And there was the interesting Pochettino clip. I maintain that regeneration, yes, but it comes with gentrification and a lot of money, and I don't want rugger bugger Tarquins, and I do think we're at the crossroads, but, and don't get me started on Lord Coe, why say Lord, just fucking Coe, but he made the thing, you know, tourists. And I don't think, on the whole, no one's slagging off. You know, we had a couple from Utah have just bought the mag. So it's not digging, but what we're digging out is the concept that you can betray the heartbeat of a community and the fans by selling it. We're not digging out who would offer these tickets. And there are people who offer more support and who are louder from web. That's not what we're saying. No. We don't label, the tourists is the concept of what the club do out of greed.
Yeah, and we've constantly been discussing this in the group, haven't we? And I said the other day, like, you know, hopefully the atmosphere will be mint today, but 9 times out of 10, the atmosphere isn't great. So it's not like we're going to lose that, because most of the time, we haven't got it anyway. And you'd hope that with some common sense, and if, you know, like Neville's on board and people are, you hope that they will want to improve that, and by, you know, we're saying they could do like a big single tier.
James Nesbitt's just walked past.
A big single tier, you know, New Stretford End and stuff. Like, there could be things that they could do to actively get. And I know you say that they might just want to do it performatively and then have the rest of it, you know, like for all the posh twats who are spending £400, but you never know.
No, but it's a difficult argument, because, you know, we're not digging out. We've got, we know, like, they all came over with, you know, like, we've met so many good people from, I'm a Cockney, so it's not that we're digging out. It's just that you do not want to betray, and the local community. I was thinking, as again, when I got the tram, and I swooned at Old Trafford, because I'm looking at it ever kinder every visit, is that the biggest people are surely the local community, the people who live here, the people who are defined by this whole thing of what Old Trafford should be. And I hope, you know, that it's not just a person on a board. Mm-hmm. It should be every view taken in. I did, Wes Brown walked past a Hotel Football and hundreds of people were stopping him for a photo. Chockey walked the other way and no one stopped him. And I said, surely, Chockey, someone's going to stop you. And he went, no chance, with the big beard and that.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, I'm a bit excited. Come on!
The one thing about the stadium is...
Oh, I feel blood's gone to my head.
Is, you've seen stars.
Get the tenor pants out.
It would be a shame, like, especially like if we're using Liverpool as a comparison. They've been able to totally redo up the stadium, and it's still Anfield. If we do, even if we move it to around, like, 200 metres down the road... It isn't Old Trafford, is it? And I do, like, as much as I think it'd be exciting, you do lose that. I know, and like, they can always say that they still play at Anfield and it's Anfield.
And I do think section by section, you know, I get the triggers, but you can make the concourses bigger if you have the right planning. You know, you take out the section by section, rebuild. And what I'm saying is, for me, it's a concept, it's a soul, it's a place, mm-hmm. it's a living organism. So I'm not saying, I don't care if my seat, you know, gets changed. And that's not what I'm saying. It's like this. It's this.
Coggy last week said it well, didn't he? He said Trigger's broom, didn't he? It's like what there now is actually the old Trafford that we're dreaming of. And it's like, other than the footprint of what the actual pitch is.
But then that's the most important part for me. You know, that the Babes played on that pitch. Yeah. The quote I used for Samath, on these bridges, bridges, the ghosts of the past and the ghosts of our present and future walked. And on that pitch is legends, you know. So that's, we're going to be debating this anyway. Right, I'm going 2-1. Blood flowing, come on. Party night. Don't.
1-0.
Us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highland.
Oh. Right.
I think I do, mate. You're right.
Podcast prediction.
I think we're going to go extra time today. Oh. I know. But the reason I say that is because we never draw. I can't handle it.
Like, someone said, imagine it goes to penalties. We won on the last 9-8 on penalties. Can you imagine the buzz winning 9-8 on penalties? Yeah.
Who had the date, by the way? Was it you? Yeah. Mate, that was the funniest thing I've heard.
Not for him.
Your granddad watching it. Anyway, look, I'm going to love your leave. It's good time.
Okay. Prediction.
2-2. I think it's going to get extra time. Win on pens.
Right, okay.
9-8.
Oh, 2-0.
De Gea. Redemption. Redemption De Gea for...
I had never even considered the fact that it could go to penalties. No, that's horrendous.
Sunderland, I'm still scarred by the Moyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you'll do after.
That was horrendous.
Right. Cheers for this, Nathan, as ever. Are you? I feel, come on. I'm just not looking forward to them all walking past. Get more this way and the abuse that's going to come. All right, thanks for supporting the mag. Please buy the mag. The campaign is imminent. Please, if you enjoy the podcast, any part, believe in what fanzines are, the emails will go out. Please, for £45.50 for the next year, you keep this unique, very amateur, sometimes fucked it up, sometimes get it wrong, but always try in magazine. So we need you right now.
The program's going to be on Friday.
Oh, yeah, and the MUTVs abuse me, but they get the essence of a mag. And then the next mag is one of the best we've ever done.
And quickly, Nick's not here selling at the moment because he's mental and running a marathon in a few weeks. So he's training for that, apparently. So sponsor him as
well. And it's in the mag, and I'll put the QR code out there. All right, cheers, everyone. Come on, United. Right, Digger's kindly stopped again. A quick prediction.
2-1.
Still going.
2-1,
We got the victory last week, so let's hope that's 2-2.
I've got a funny feeling our name's on the cup this year.
Right, hopefully. What I forgot to ask you last week, what are your views on the ground that you'd like to see happen as someone whose first game was in
49 here for the first team? I was here for the reserves before that. I wouldn't like to see a move, but it's going to cost a lot of money to put it up to standard. So whether or not building a new ground over there would be a feasible thing. But if they do, you've still got to call it Old Trafford. Not change the name like all the other clubs do.
If they asked you, this task force, because I won't get started my rant on COVID, but if they asked you, what ultimately would you say you'd like to see happen?
Repair this one.
Okay.
That's why I would.
Thank you, Digger. But one of those days today, we hope?
Yes.
Okay.
2-1.
Right, I like it. See you later.
Last minute like we did in, was it, 99?
Last minute, yes. See you later.
Hello everyone, I'm just doing a little impromptu 5 minutes. Got a guy called William with me who's bought the mag off me for years, haven't you? And this could be your last game. So do you know, I just thought it was worth like sharing because, you know, it's quite a lot, isn't it? So
it is. A lot of my life has been United, and the priority has always been United with me. And coming to the end of the road now.
Yeah. So how long have you been coming? So the reason why it's your last game?
The reason is moving to New Zealand, going out there for a new life, going to meet up with a guy, Graham Goodlinson, who hosts the United fan club in New Zealand, so it'll be good to catch up with him.
Yeah. So how long have you been coming then?
So my first game in 1959, and can't remember much about it, but it was against Liverpool. Can't even remember the result, but the atmosphere just got me, and that was it. Then I got my season ticket in the 1971-72 season.
Wow, and you've had one all that time since?
If not a season ticket, an LMTB.
Yeah. It'd be quite poetic then if your first game was Liverpool and today could be your last one.
Yeah. If not, then the last game could possibly be the Liverpool League game next month.
Wow.
I'd like to think it will be.
Yeah.
But things will dictate whether or not I can make it.
Wow. So, obviously it's going to be quite emotional to stop. Are you going to obviously carry on watching from afar, and
yeah,
how easy will that be with timings and stuff?
Well, 3 o'clock in the morning is 4 o'clock in the morning over there is the time, is what it'll be here for an afternoon kickoff. So I just follow United as much as I can.
Yeah, it'll be amazing though. What would you say, like, your highlight then of all that time whilst you've been coming? What stands out?
There's so many things, but I was just talking with my friends who've come up with me, and the game, people talk about Barcelona, the 3-0 win here, what a fantastic night, the atmosphere, other games, but the one that really got me was when we were playing Crystal Palace in the early 70s.
Okay.
54,500 at Selhurst Park, don't know where they all came from. and Dennis Law hat-trick, we win 5-3 in a game where we were behind, and you walked away from the game absolutely stunned by what you just seen. And
yeah,
that was United. That to me is United.
Yeah.
You score 3, we'll score 4.
Amazing. Thank you. Have you got any thoughts on today? What do you think it's going to be, result-wise?
I think we will win today. I think there's a resilience coming to the team. Whatever's going to happen in the future with the management and the owners,
stadium as well.
But the owners, yeah, just as soon as we can get rid of those scumbags, fine. So
no, it's fine. Don't worry. We've said a lot worse.
Yeah, but really, they've put United in their position they're in. But today, I am confident you will see a United performance that will give us a victory. And it's a step forward. It's a new beginning for United. Hopefully we can get rid of the Glazers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be upwards and new stadium.
What are your thoughts on that? Because obviously, like you say, you've been coming here for so long.
I'd like them to stay where the ground is. But if they do, it might compromise if they just can make adjustments again in another 5-10 years time. They've got to look at it, so maybe got the land, use the land to do the rebuild and get United back where we should be as the dominating club in this country that everybody looks up to.
Amazing. Right, I'll go now, but thank you for that. So
thank you for that as well. It's been a pleasure seeing you all these years, and
thank you
all the guys at United. We stand, you know, you just carry on doing the
I'm Red News.
I'm joking. I've got to go there. So all the guys at Red News, you know, you do a great job in all weather, you know, home and away, you know, we see you, and even if I've got one, I'll still go up and buy one when we're away. So keep going, lads, and keep the red flag flying.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
I say it's trouble on the way. I say the stepper and the rising. I say it's trouble on the way.
Rock well tonight.
Oh, that's it.
Bloody hell. Well, that was good, wasn't it? Just made it to the Pev. 7 o'clock. Feels like the game started yesterday. I've been punched in the face. I'd like to think it was by accident. That was some goon.
No, that's tremendous, isn't it? Tremendous result. No, brilliant. Made up.
There's nothing better than stuffing up 10,000 Scousers at Old Trafford
in the last seconds of a game.
It's the fucking greatest.
That for me, that was. I know I've been to a lot less games than the rest of yous, but that was in my top five, I think.
It's there. It's absolutely great. When Rashford missed in the 94th minute, I thought he'd blown it, because that would have made him a hero forever. Yeah. As it happened.
He was offside, apparently. But still, you got to put it in.
Was he?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
So, in a way, I'm glad that he missed, because imagine the goon, and then they would have given it us for that.
I thought they were going to do that on the first goal. He's fabulous. That's greatest. And it's the lab and flag, Barney. Get it all booked for us, mate.
Coventry as well. That's good. That is good.
Take that one. But we'll see. It's up there as one of the great wins, that. It really is. Because the second half, it was a bit embarrassing for a while. And we've come good. So...
Fair play to them. They kept going. The Reds didn't go.
Amazing. I like the fact we had two defenders on at the end, and our friend Anthony was playing left back. What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, we've said before that Anthony could be quite good at left back, but
what's I'm better than a right winger?
Even before he scored, he was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Ahmad needs, and I don't think United will give it him now, seriously, time. If you play him on the pitch, he's a confidence player. Give him minutes, he'll be a good player.
Did you see that he got sent off?
Yeah, that was mad.
I don't think he gives a shit about that.
He doesn't give a shit. But he will be a great player, but you've got to give him some time. Yeah. He comes on, looks like a rabbit in the headlights. When he settles, he's brilliant. He played really, really well.
I think everyone played well today. I don't I know Rashford was disappointing for their first one. Like, again, he just trotted on the ball, but
still not working hard enough.
But
I'd have took him off.
He could have scored a couple today, but he took the goal that he did score well.
He just doesn't work hard enough. He's playing with 10.5 men with him. And as for passing it out of the back, give up.
Fuck him.
One of the great wins, that.
I know he scored, but we kept Salah quiet. I know that they controlled the ball for a lot of the second half, but I think overall, over the 120 minutes or whatever, we were the better team. And I don't think there was many people who went into it. Like, we all said, oh yeah, we'll win 2-1 or whatever. I don't think there was many people who genuinely believed it. I think it was just hope. We were the better team.
When we were losing 2-1, the first half hour of that second half was a bit embarrassing. They had the control, but they kept him out, got the break, got the goal, and it was anybody's game then. And we got the win in the end. It's all that matters. And 9,000 Scousers crying in that stand is better than anything.
Fuck them.
And I don't care that Danny thinks he's above Zach. I just don't care.
Have you got anything else to say?
About what?
About today? About...
I made up.
Fuck Liverpool. To the regiment. No, we can swear all wrong. Fuck Liverpool. To the regiment. Thank you to everyone who bought. We sold out again. Barney's going to be doing a little bit now on the train. Shane's going to probably talk about sex toys. And... you know what? We've just beaten the Scousers in the last second of added time, extra time, and it's fucking glorious. Glory, glory, Man United. What an atmosphere today. Amazing. Top five for me. Brilliant. Fuck them. See you later. Goodbye. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to do a little PS because it feels like nothing was actually said on that last pod. Maybe it was, but it just felt like there was a lot of rambling. Sadly, the last time I was doing one of these, I was sat on a beach. I'm not quite sat on a beach, but I feel more happier now than I did then. Before the game, I said that, in a way, I thought I was sort of glad that Casemiro wasn't playing because I thought that McTominay would give more. And I think he did. I think, you know, he scored the first goal, and I just think he's said it for a while now, like, you know, he might not be the best, but he gives a shit. And, you know, especially like when you're comparing it to Rashford, and I don't want to have a go at Rashford, but it's McTominay is like what we all would like to be, just like a kid who's grown up and he's doing it for United. And I think it's meant what else did I have to say? Coventry in the semi.
is good, and I don't want to think about the impending doom of possibly having City again in the final, but it's just brilliant. I've just got on the tram, it's 8 o'clock, and there were still people getting off the trams from Old Trafford Way, chanting, singing. I know it's Paddy's Day and everyone's probably just pissed, but I've not seen town like this in a long time, and I just think today will go down as one of the great days of, you know, like I said before, like I've not been to half as many games as a lot of people who contribute to this or sell this or, like, you know, listen to this, but this has got to be up there today as one of the best ones for me. And because before the game we all sort of said, yeah, it'd be 2-1, we'll win 2-1, blah blah blah. I don't know how many people actually believe that. I think that's just sort of like, you've got to say it, haven't you? And we bloody won that game. How we won that game. But we could have won it by 3 or 4, because I think we had so many other chances. But the fact that we went behind and we came back from it, and then we went behind again. It was fair play to every single person on that pitch. And, you know, that was such an amazing moment. So where I sit, I'm on the very front row of the second tier. So when it gets to about 43 minutes, like before half time, I always go, right, I'm going to go get up to get a pie and a pint, because if I wait until the end of the half, like, I've got no chance, like, because everyone's leaving. So I go, obviously miss both of their goals, like I see it from inside the concourse. So then right at the end of the game, when we've just scored, Ahmad scored, I thought it was mint. From, I put in my notes, obviously made notes, but obviously he was brilliant before that goal. I thought he came on and he did the job, and he was great. This is a service by Media City UK. Yeah, so as soon as he scored, I was like, right, I need to get out of here, because otherwise it's going to take forever to get out. And I turned to everyone, like, I was like, right, I'm going. And literally everyone who was sat around me was like, you're not leaving. The last time you left, they scored 2. So we're not letting you get out of here. It was brilliant. Generally, one of the best. It was, like, you know, I wasn't there in 99, I wasn't there at other things, but today was great. And yeah, I just wanted to put this out, because I think when we were doing the pod before in the PEV, it's funny that it feels like people want to talk more when we're doing shit, but, and I get it, because we've just won and people just don't want to think about having to do this, but, you know, I tried my best. Paul, we accept your apology for it being shit before, but, you know, try harder next time. Right, I'm on the tram, I'm going home, and as I said before, 1, fuck the Scousers, 2, buy Red News, 3, sponsor Nick for his marathon, 4, to the regiment, glory glory Man United, and 5, fuck the Scousers once again. See you later. Goodbye.
This is the beautiful sound of my first beer of the day. Listen to it. Look at that. Well, I've flushed it everywhere. This is going to be a quick one. The train's all cancelled. We've not got the ones we're supposed to, of course. And I can't. Bonkers. I'm stunned. There are some games I remember cheering that you leave, you feel like you've played in it, and you're so emotionally drained, you cannot explain how bonkers it is. And that was absolutely bonkers, but it was the beautiful type of bonkers. It was the getting. And Shane saying he feels like, I've been primal at the end, I've had a hernia. the celebrations, I felt so emotional because I don't, like, I've seen tweet, you know, like, if you're not at the game, you're just slagging off the team, you're moaning about this and moaning about that, but you're totally, totally involved into the game, and that is all that mattered. And it just, so I had thousands of notes about if the game hadn't gone, but it doesn't fucking matter, it did go. And Old Trafford still has moments of beauty. That's why I want to stay there, because that was fucking tremendous. For that, from the 84th minute when everyone thought they might score a third, to extra time, and then Shane's getting carried away with all the players, won't be the criticisms, but the atmosphere. Ahmad came on, was outstanding, giving more game time. Manu was just shattered but gave everything. Wan-Bissaka I thought was brilliant. Maguire came on, and you couldn't say we didn't play brilliantly, but yeah, again, we had fucking, we never gave in, we just kept going. Shane,
that's magic, that. Yeah, I usually ramble on, but I'm a bit lost for words, honestly. That is proper special.
Right,
I saw, like, Liam, it's been on there a couple of times, Big Liam, and we got out of taxi, and I just said, every now and then there's a nugget that United throw you. You know, you go,
and today
was one of those goals, like, nothing will better that this season. Yeah, we can win the FA Cup now, nothing will better that, nothing.
That, we'll talk about it, the great thing selling before, thanks everyone who brought them out, was there were so many young kids, and you will remember that for years and years, if not a lifetime, that you will benchmark that. Please don't leave.
Well, Connor's lucky to see Cup Finals now, but Connor said it was the best he's felt.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
There were two young kids sitting next to where we sit, like the Codgers and the Stretford. And these two young, they could have been no older than seven, and they were absolutely bouncing for the whole of the extra time. And that goal, like, they were like fully involved with the limbs and everything. I was unbelievable. Like,
what, the
there's two seats through.
There's someone coming through, but there's one free. There was something like truly, like the goon at was just at the fourth was just fucking brilliant. No disputes, no family disputes today. None, because if you're not bouncing over that, it's just unbelievable. Like, fucking unbelievable. If you're not happy about that, then you've got to give it in. Because, like, out of nowhere, seriously, 84th minute, Maguire giving everything. Even like we had two defenders at the end. And Bruno, I get on to next week. But fair play, he did moan in at times, but he didn't fucking give in. We think so. But there's loads of empties. So, are you a Scouser?
No.
Oh, that's good then, you're allowed. Right. Did you go today? Did you? What did you think? You're on a podcast.
I thought it was... the atmosphere was unbelievable. It's probably the best game I've seen this season. And I go every week.
Oh, without. The best game in...
a long time.
How do you explain it? Sorry, I'm putting you on this.
That's all right.
We're a bit highly charged.
I don't know.
Emotional.
I just, it was like they wanted to play today. It's like they actually wanted to get the second balls, and they actually wanted to play. I felt like there was a bit of passion. It's amazing what you can achieve when there's a bit of passion in the team.
The fight, but even though we are disjointed, we know where there's a lot of problems. They've not stopped. The thing, Shane's often thing is when they go behind, we buckle. And we did buckle for like that, but we responded.
Yeah.
Like, we just, never more apt than never stop. United, we're Man United and we're never going to stop, because we didn't stop today. We did not stop. Do you want to go? Hang on. Sorry, mate. Right, sorry about that. It's bedlam because there's loads of trains cancelled. But I saw that so 2-1, 84 minutes, where Victor Lindelof against Salah, and then my head was doomed. And then an hour later, I'm thinking, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. But the beauty, every time you think you're out, they drag you back in with evil beauty.
Did you not think that Liverpool was still going to score in that last minute?
Yeah. And the ref, I thought the ref was good. You know, like, but you could tell Klopp was rattled a bit, which was good. We got them, you have to knock them off their stride, and we did that. Like, the whole extra time, I can't wait to watch it again. Shane?
I just thought it was superb. You talk about, I've been the first to critical of players and stuff, but like Connor said, Bruno put in, like, whatever you think of him, good and bad, frustrating, he put in a brilliant shift. Maguire put in a shift. I thought, you know, Ahmad, like, getting a winner was he was superb when he came on. And that's the thing, again, not critical of Ashford, but the wing that Garnacho plays on, he's up and down, he's just brilliant. Today's no crit, like, that's just, they've given us one of the best days that you get at old. You won't, like, that's once in a generation game, like, you know.
Well, that's, I think, the bit at the end is the top 10 in my lifetime. Yeah. You know, like, I just don't know. Like, you do feel numb. Like, you can't explain it. And there's a feeling sometimes. Sometimes it's so good. Yeah. Like, you get on the tram and everyone's this quiet. You know, like, there's just this surreal. And then, there's not, like, bouncing. And then later it will explode. You know,
yeah. That's what Baz said to me in front. Before we got the winner, I was just stood there and he said, "Well, you seem calm compared to your..." I said, "I feel numb. I literally feel like
1990 inside." We've been saying it for a while now.
I didn't celebrate our third goal because I thought it was a McTominay handball.
Right.
I've not seen it back, but
if I can say now, I'm quite a lover, not a fighter. But if VAR had disallowed that fourth goal,
bedlam.
I would now be incarcerated. There's no way that I would be
I, can I just say, I don't like, and this was particularly now people will say great because they saw him lose, but especially when they were winning, I do not like us giving and them the full 9,200. I don't like it, and I know if that was on the other foot, we'd only get six, and I'd demand like a full allocation. I do not like us giving 9,200.
I'm going to contradict that because I'm in scoreboard, which is right. Yeah. But I'm at the left side of the scoreboard, so their section starts.
So do you want to go in the corner there? We're doing a podcast.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Their section starts just to the left of us. And, you know, like, as Connor said, they threw flares into the disabled bit, blah, blah, blah. But
how did they?
I do say that, grudgingly, you know, giving them that, we walked in, me and Connor, and said, this is a proper football game. Like, giving a proper end, and it makes it a proper occasion. You could feel it. So I kind of think I'm a bit of a defender. I think big allocations for cups make a massive difference.
Like them. Have you been to the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
United?
Yeah. Absolutely, mate. Season ticket holder.
Right, it what
was
did you make?
It was actually good to see them try. Some effort was nice. I mean, it, you know, it's too many players pick and choose when they show up, but it seemed like they, you know, actually were playing something. I think the atmosphere helped, as Jared said.
It was
said
fantastic.
Then, you know,
it was. Especially for that last 40 minutes, and I was dreading penalties because just like, how do you try and describe it? I'm like, we can't.
I'm still waiting to come down from it, I think. Yeah.
There were so many ups and downs, like, in the past this season, whenever we've gone down after having a lead, we don't get back up off the canvas, whereas we did twice.
And it was Liverpool.
Yeah. Exactly. And usually when they get in front of us, they just bury us.
And the FA Cup, and the quadruple tour, and all the Klopp mania, and we're poor, you know, we're not good. But what we are, some days like today, you can think all the ills we've got, we are team spirit. I got carried away with Anthony, but I saw this could change Ahmad to going off on loan again, or this could revolutionise Ahmad. And I'm not saying start up, but getting more minutes, getting more involved.
Well, you won't be starting next game.
No. So, but you know, like, moments like this can change his trajectory. You know? And Manu is, like, we over rely on Manu, but that move he did for the Montominay chance was
a Makeda moment.
It was, yeah.
But the difference is, like, I'm a bit like, I've always said, no, oh, no, I'm going with my lad to sit over there. You know, I went along on a whole row and I hugged everyone. Like Debs, I went along on a whole row and told everyone that I loved them. And I turned around just before when we equalised at 3-3. I turned around like Bob, who does a Euro ways with us, is a row in front, and another fellow in front. I said, "You see my lad there? If we win this, I'm not sure I will survive it. It's like my heart will survive it. So look after him." And I basically, I just couldn't believe it. I look, you know, I turn around, Connor was standing on the seat. It was surreal just seeing the fact, like, seeing the odd fella in our block that's quite reserved, literally going mental. You know, Barbu, who's seen it all, you know, since 1963, hasn't missed a cup final, like, nearly in tears. United can still do that.
Well, there's a lad who's been going since the 60s and he said it's right up there for me. And he just had a serenity of silence, which was beautiful. And I'm 54. And I, honestly, there's moments where I think I'm going to collapse here, like watching this. Not in a joke, you know, literally you just...
Become overcome.
And I will, and then the weakest part of me, the weakling, has bashed my knee badly at the winner, so badly. Oh, I need some Savlon here.
Yeah. You just undermine the whole thing, cut that bit out, like, Jesus Christ, I banged my knee in the winner.
I think that it's moments that make a team and make a squad, and that was the first moment they've kind of had under Ten Hag where, you know, Carabao Cup final's a bit scrappy, kind of, you know, wasn't that kind of edgy game. Whereas the closest this was the last game before COVID when we got the late winner against City with McTominay. But then that went to nothing because it all stopped. So it was hard to...
There's no pretending. There's no hiding. We're university and our bit slagged off the subs of like, what the fuck are you doing, Ten Hag? Like, Connor in particular was going at you. And in the end we were saying, say that again, Connor, because he's going to score another. But basically... The one thing that he did do was it was easy to try and play out with penalties. As Connor said, we had two defenders at the end. We gambled. And we haven't gambled for a long time.
I'm sure the Scousers will be gutted, you know, like, obviously. But for the chances created. But you think we had Hoyland, who played 10 minutes too much in orbit. Manu was done in for 20 minutes after. We had, you know, Wan-Bissaka, I thought, was excellent today, everywhere. He's not fully fit. You know, we had, and then the subs came on, obviously, you know, oh, we'll only put them on if we have to.
And Ganacho,
well, whatever Ganacho goes on is just...
I'll have a pint of that.
But Manu, you could tell he was...
Manu was great, but at our end of the pitch... Everyone was like, get Wan-Bissaka off the pitch immediately.
I thought he was brilliant. He was my man in the match until Bedlam.
Dello was superb today.
Different people, I suppose, but like,
yeah, we were literally. How do you describe the winner, Mark?
Oh, I've just not buzzed like that for. I'll tell you how I describe the winner. As a few of you on the table will know, I had some dental surgery a little while ago, and I came out of the stadium and I was worried they'd both been knocked out.
that was how good
the balloon was that I got. I love smashed in the face so many times.
There was a red as a rat tried to rush for the tram, he just went, get me some ketamine now. I thought that's just if ever think something could be summed up. Paul? Yeah. I need
brilliant.
To
brilliant. That's what I say, it's just like days gone by.
Connor.
Not real trip. What much more can you say really? Fucking unreal.
Was it the best you've been to Germany?
But you know that, I've already told you.
You two can't squabble on a day like this. Father and son. Where's the Cat Stevens? Now it's time to think it easy.
No, let's not go there. We're not in a Cat Stevens moment yet.
Would I be so happy today that you'll buy that Royal Family Panini sticker album on eBay tonight?
No.
You're going too far, bud.
I need to buy it for you, don't I, think?
No, not Royal Family Panini. Oh, the Royal Family. Yeah. No.
Right, okay. Nathan's going to do a proper one from the PEV. Final words. What's your name, by the way?
Ryan.
Ryan. You didn't know you were going to appear on this.
Yeah. Final words.
And your name?
My name's Coleman.
Turn it off.
Yeah, final words. I don't know. Stop for words, to be honest. Absolutely delighted. Great, great game. Don't really.
Can we have hate of the week?
Look, I think it's we've actually given ourselves something to play for. You know, favourable draw in the semi. Hopefully we'd get a trophy. Spurs and Villa are dropping points. If we can actually get something together, it might get something from a season that looked like it was lost.
Oh, I like that.
I do have a final word. Right. They can stick that Munich song they were singing right up their arse.
To be fair, I think it was Nunes.
Oh, was it?
That's what I... Because a few people near me were getting very angry, but I thought it was Nunes sounding right. They may well know the intention, but I think it was Nunes.
I think they're on the wind-up, my name, so I'm hated, you know. But, yeah, my hate is... I don't like to have a hate today, but... Get a few emails for gigs and stuff, like, you know, viewers like gigs, so you're on the mailing list for, you know, see tickets and ticket miles, this kind of stuff. But I got one through the other day for Boys Life. And Boys Life is one fella from, one of the backing singers from Boyzone with one of the fellas from Westlife. Now, Boyzone and Westlife were both a bag of shite. And two of the fellas that stand in the shadows are formed, like,
bands like merge.
Yeah, they do.
Boy bands, boy bands merge. Was there anyone that done it? McBusted or something? That's shite.
When you, I haven't heard.
Boys Life is my shite.
I'm trying to imagine my feelings. Yeah, the red. This is what they like. Sadly, sorry.
You cut me off on the sex toys one as well the other week.
But you fucking.
So don't interrupt me. Boys Life is my hate of the week. It's a band.
All I can say, I don't know what you just said. I've just returned myself back to being in Old Trafford as Ahmad is clean through. And then if that is someone, that's a video. Cheers to the fucking regiment. Glory, glory, Man United.
Hi there, Reds. It's Nick Seller from Red News. Had a rare day off from selling yesterday. Not even to go out drinking. I had that full experience completely sober yesterday and definitely didn't need a drink, although I did have a cheeky G&T, to be fair, when I got back to celebrate football. Bloody hell, how many times have everyone been saying that over the last sort of, you know, 24 hours or so? It's been absolutely crazy. One of the best games Old Trafford has seen in decades. A match fitting for any occasion, the ebbs, the flows, end to end. You're winning, you're losing, you're winning again. I don't know what was more surprising, the game itself or seeing Rashford win a header in midfield, maybe even Antony using his right foot and being successful. And that's before we even mentioned the comeback in the last 8 minutes of extra time and to snatch it right at the death. That was nothing short of magnificent. Oh, to see the Manchester Reds play with that kind of fight and passion every week. I'll tell you what, we won't be six in the table. But anyway, this is just positive vibes only from today. Ahmad scratches his name into forever into Manchester United folklore. He'll live on like Diego before him, and it doesn't even matter if he even kicks a ball again. That moment deserves its own fresh song. That really, really, really hurt the Scousers. Make no mistake about it. The talk of the new stadium, Old Trafford, has been home to some classic games in the last 100 years or so, and yesterday really proved there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And that really was an I was there moment. Absolutely brilliant. Usually at the end, you're waiting for VAR to come along and take your joy away, aren't you? As we've seen so many times throughout this season, Garnacho at Arsenal springs to mind. But again, didn't cross anyone's mind, did it, when Diallo slotted that in? That was just pure and utter bedlam at the end. I had my net broke nearly in about five places, being pulled from left to right. You didn't know if you were going down three rows or if you were going back a couple of rows or even ending up in an aisle. It was absolutely unbelievable. I wasn't fortunate enough to be at the new camp in 1999. I was only 10. I know that's going to make people feel really old. The buffoonery we had in our front room that night was incredible, but I can only imagine that, you know, the new camp must have been very similar as well. To win it right at the death and for it to be against them as well, it's not much sweeter than that, is there? Maybe a Cantona late goal in 1996 springs to mind as well. Been smiling wider than a Cheshire cat today, and I know I'm not alone, and especially because there's no more quadruple talk, for whatever that's worth, when you're trying to include the Europa League in it. But everything today has been that bit sweeter. Coffee's tasted a lot better, sky's been a little bit brighter, and everything feels okay with the world. And if you're one for omens, just take a quick look at who Coventry City's manager is. Glory, glory, Man United. We're off to Wembley.
One final postscript, and I think you can accept this dungeon one, because it's the Tuesday morning and fucking hell, I'm still buzzing, still reliving it. God knows how many times I've watched the goal paused, people's faces paused, smiles paused, watched it all. And as someone made the point, we can say, oh, don't film it, but thank God people did film the reactions. And someone else said, if you look around, I mean, sometimes I do have my camera out, and it was just utter delirium. There was no need. My shins and legs resemble, I've had 12 rounds with an Oompa Loompa version of Mike Tyson. But fuck it, I've got the Savlon out, and I hate Mondays, as you know. The one thing Bob Wildoff got right, and it was the best Monday I've fucking had in years. I just woke up instantly, 6:30, happy days. Tell me another ground that does that. I'll lecture on, read the last mag, but tell me, there's no other place. No New Trafford could do that. That was just perfect. One of the best. I think you can sense my happiness. And some people said, oh, it's an FA Cup court final. It doesn't matter. You can't get football if you don't get. That one's going to live on and on. You know, you want to win the FA Cup. Of course you do. But whatever happens this season, in a season of despair and misery and fucking moans, we had that. And that carries it away. And someone said, you know, like, you perhaps sometimes wish football didn't do that to your mental health. But in another way, just if anyone says how football can lift your mood if you're down, or why you do it, why you go, why we do all this, put ourselves through it, you just point at Sunday and go, there you go. And if you can't get it, then God, I don't know what's wrong with you. And even Avanti can't spoil the mode that they had us stuck at the station for 90 minutes. We didn't get back. I think we were 2 hours late. Not even Avanti could bring it down. There's just a haze of it all. But I'm so buzzing, and I felt shattered as well. Like, God knows how the players did it. And to get their energy up for that extra time, you know, like when I've seriously thought there's an alternative, we'd best not go what happened in that game if we'd have lost it, or lost it like that. Oh, how did they feel? But you know, to get that energy levels up when we've been saying we fold and we look not tired and leggy, fair play the subs, fair play every player. You know, like, and I'm sorry, I was a bit mean perhaps with Bruno. I've seen the interview, you know, and in a good side, I get he'd be fantastic. And sometimes he does, but that's Bruno. You just, it's not Marmite, but he's just Bruno. And then when you see him at his best for the extra time, then you think, yeah, I get it. And the interview was more the captaincy, more of that, Bruno. Come on, lift the others around you. And all I was saying is you just didn't want him calming it down at times in the second half. But let it go, Barney. None of that fucking matters. Right, okay, few quickies. The campaign's obviously started. So, look, if you enjoy the pods, if you enjoy, just believe in what fanzines are. We're on 30... subs up, we need 425. If we don't make that, that's it, we're done. But if 425 Reds around the world for £45.50 for a year, I know times are tough for a lot of people, but you know, like £45.50 for a sub saves the mug. So if you can, please, if you believe in fanzines, that's all we want. We don't want to be big, we just want to be us. But to do that, 425. And I don't think I've seen a response at United End for so long. That's why we do it. The best Monday. No other ground. Right. And the only downside was I didn't get a pint of Guinness on Sunday. But if that's the only downside, an event you can shove themselves up their arses, that is the groundhog day I want to die on in the present. Right. Also, the MUTV thing is, I'm sure there'll be people hating because they just like hating. But as I said, it's a document of why we've done it. Every seller, every contributor, why I've stood out there for 37 years. They allowed me to keep, say, protest. And Albert has a record of why I've done all I've done. And they've in the actual thing, they show a cartoon we have of Joel Glazer oozing in slime as a snail. So if that's selling out to the Glazers, I think there's not many opportunities they've had to be critical of the Glazers on any official channels. And if you look, there's that cartoon. So, you know, I'm sure, but it keeps to fanzines. And why we've done it is there. And I'm just, look, if anyone wants to slag me off, bring it on, baby, the way I feel. I am off to sell bottles of Sunday at 6:08 p.m. and become a billionaire. Enjoy it, Reds, because this is why we do it. Take care, everyone. Fucking glory, glory, Man United.